Jesus spoke these things, and then he lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, O my Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son so that your Son may glorify you. Just as you have given him power over all flesh, so that to all whom you have given him, he may give life eternal. And this is life eternal, that they might know you, that you are the only true God, even the one who sent Jesus Christ. I have already glorified you on the earth, for the work which you have given to me to do, I have finished it. So now, O my Father, glorify me with you, with the same glory which I had with you before the world was made. I have made your name known to the men whom you gave me out of the world. They were yours, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that whatever you have given me is from you. For the words which you gave me, I gave them, and they accepted them and have known truly that I came forth from you, and they have believed that you have sent me. What I request is for them. I make no request for the world, but for those whom you have given to me, because they are yours. Look, and everything which is mine is yours, and what is yours is mine, and I am glorified by them. Hereafter, I am not in this world, but these are in the world, and I am coming to you. O Holy Father, protect them in your name, which you have given me, that they may be one, even as we are. While I was with them in the world, I protected them in your name. Those you gave me, I protected, and not one of them is lost, except the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. Now I am coming to you, and these things I speak while I am in the world, that my joy may be complete in them. I have given them your word, and the world hated them, because they were not of the world, even as I am not of the world. What I request is not that you should take them out of the world, but that you should protect them from evil. For they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. O Father, sanctify them in your truth, because your word is true. Just as you sent me into the world, so have I sent them into this world. And for their sakes, I am sanctifying myself so that they also may be sanctified in the truth. Listen, I'm not making requests for these alone, but also for the sake of those who believe in me through their word, so that they may all be one, just as you, my Father, art with me, and I am with you, that they may also be one with us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. And the glory which you gave me, I gave them, so that they may be one, just as we are one. I with them, and you with me, that they may become perfect in one, so that the world may know that you have sent me and that you love them just as you love me. No, Father, I wish that those whom you have given me may also be with me where I am, so that they may see my glory, which you have given me. For you have loved me before the foundation of the world. O my righteous Father, the world did not know you, but I have known you, and these have known that you have sent me. And I have made your name known to them, and I am still making it known, so that the love with which you loved me may be among them, and I be with them along with you. The incredible perfection by which I have had the privilege of demonstrating to you one of the direct messages from my Savior, the Savior of this world, in a particular scripture of evidence concerning the certainty that you have decided at this time and place to follow first his direction in the offering that he gave to you as the Savior of this world, and secondly, in a simple demonstration in this scripture from the New Testament of Jesus in regard to the idea of your human condition, that it was possible for you, through a demonstration of Jesus, in a direct correspondence that he had with the universe, in a direct realization that at any single moment he could appear here within this frame of the world and offer you a solution that he had gained by a continuing need to express his determination to reject this world. Let me say first hello and welcome to the idea that we're going to teach the Passion of the Christ. The time has come in space-time when you have decided to allow a factor within your own conscious idea of who you are to be present with you in a condition of self-recognition in regard to the message you have received, shall I teach, from my Savior, Jesus Christ. And in the scripture that you are now reading with me, he says very simply, I have ascended up to heaven. And he admonishes you while you remain a momentary factor within the idea that there's a possibility you could be enclosed within evidence of yourself as that body formulation, let's share it together, representing the incredible crucifixion that we experience in our own definition of ourself, that was further verified by my Savior Jesus, who in the maximum suffering that could have occurred in the idea of his need to deny an association of entrapment in the light of space-time, in the simple declaration that the power of mine to escape from a visual representation of loneliness, pain, and death was possible within the fabric of light that Jesus so beautifully demonstrated in his scripture at the time of his, shall we say it together? Say to me, resurrection.
Resurrection.
Yeah. You're going to let me teach you. I should remind you, I'm called the master teacher. A master teacher is one who has mastered the fundamental needs to admit there is no solution to his problem. He has fundamentally decided to become a total dependence on God and discovers to many of you his amazement that everything that he is attempting to do within the own reaches of himself in a demonstration of his previous determination to remain a human identity of himself, are you listening? Has already been demonstrated by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Here's the joy I'm experiencing. Can I share it with you? The simple discovery that you are going to be what the universe is, regardless of the methods that you employ to somehow identify yourself within an association of space-time, are simply indications that you were going to be yourself in any aspects by which you maintain definitions of association with yourself. There. Thank you. Was that the passion of the Christ? We understand and are replicating for you now ideas that you have been in full view of the terrible crucifixion and loneliness and death that were inspired in any single mind by the determination that all of the factoring of the dark form that previously constituted your idea of yourself are no longer present with you. Many of you have seen the movie Passion of the Christ. Have you? What's the name of the gentleman?
Mel.
This is Mel, who formulated in his mind, I'm in a correspondence with him and with now many, many of you who are going to take the word that is demonstrated by the gospel of Jesus and let it apply to you. Come on, in the simple admission that as long as you are determined to remain separate within that body form that constitutes the limitation you're imposing on yourself in regard to what you think you are, there is no possibility that you will not continue to undergo experiences of the causation of you within replication of beginnings and endings in space-time. Now I'm expressing the species Homo sapiens. What I'm saying to you is the structure of our body form is very simply the idea of being located in time. Now, I'm the master teacher. Now, the experience that I underwent in the totality of my necessity for the revelation of my mind are all I could possibly be offering you. Shall we do some quotes from Jesus? He says to you, the salvation of the world depends on you because I am back in time demonstrating, you listening, my resurrection. Come on. Remember the devastation of going and having to view the terrible things that happened to the body? And there's been a lot of evidence that people were sorely disappointed by the necessity to expose your body. I wasn't. The idea that this is going on in the world is very simply the nature of what's occurring within your own body formulation. My concern about it is that after you see a demonstration of this, you listening? And certainly the entire price of it was paid in the moment of the intensity, first of an inability to solve the problem, and in the despondency and pain and loneliness that had to be forthcoming at the moment of the discovery that this place in time is not where you are from. Now, of course you know that I'm teaching the testimony of Jesus Christ. Obviously, if we read the story about what he's going to say, he appears as a character within the script of your identity of yourself, and immediately begins to participate with you in a characterization of a story about our relationship with each other. While at some point you have been willing to accept, as long as the solution to the problem that you have encountered within space-time did not include the resolution that he had discovered was necessary in his own mind in order to teach you, say to me, to be whole and perfect as I was created. I am whole and perfect as I was created. Will you say that to me? All power is given unto me in heaven and earth, and it's possible for me to reformulate myself in a continuing aggregation of body definition in a very simple admission, if I will accept it, that in all of the chaos, in everything now that the millions of associations of separate body identities are viewing out in the world, are nothing but a single moment of any body form within the whole universal consciousness of mine that made the simple declaration, I am not a body, I am free. I am free to escape the bondage that had held me in the captivity of this body form. Now, the experience you had, I hope, had at that moment is a simple indication that after I began to read you the scripture of Jesus, the first thing you did was look within yourself about the reference that I had given you in regard to Jesus Christ. And somewhere you've been able to accept somewhere within your consciousness identity that it might be possible in a body formulation for someone to undergo the entirety of the experience of conversion of his consciousness mind, and henceforth represent through the single power of the universe, which we call God, the certainty that we are not separate in our own minds from what the universe is. Listen, the illumination, thank you for that illumination of your mind. What did it actually involve? Practice? Say to me, self-recognition. Good. The New Testament teaches you nothing but the necessity for you to recognize yourself in the particulars of the demonstration of associations of cause and effect in light, fabrications of energy of darkness that allow you to perceive within the illusion of the captivity of a moment of intense death that he is risen. Will you have to admit now, those of you who are viewing this video, that he is risen? Need you recognize at that moment that he is in fact risen? How do I know? How do I know where you are in your procedure of the necessity to recognize yourself in the variant continuum of time in which you live in a constant reference of yourself as a body formulation? They've got me here now, and I was with Jesus this morning when I decided to do the video. As you know, we're corresponding in Aramaic, and I was reminded of the intense joy that Jesus is feeling in what we call the second coming, in coming back here, because obviously, listen, he thinks, Jesus thinks within his own resurrection in Aramaic. Now, does it matter what language I speak in, or must I master Aramaic in order to be in the contingencies of the vocabulary of what I am in my own mind? Don't be silly. My recognition is in the vocabulary of yourself as a body identity. You recognize, this is all Jesus now, an innate capacity to increase the energy of your ego, of your own self-identity, to the simple admission that the self by which you now identify yourself, this is going to be Sermon on the Mount in the New Testament, is one that you no longer want. Now, the admonition that there's a requirement that you forgive your brother in the Beatitudes of the admission that the conflict that appears to be going out in the world is really only happening in your own mind are part of the procedures that I am offering you. And my recognition that having viewed the horror of this idea of your mind, you have looked back within your own formulation and said very simply, I've had enough of this. Practice. Say to me, I've had enough of this. Come on, I'm looking at the formulation. Have you had enough? Can I teach you through my own resurrection and the statement of Jesus that you're the cause of the conflict that's going on out in the world? That the teaching of, we use Sermon on the Mount, say very simply that until you can forgive in love and understanding the idea of who you are in your own relationship, that it would be literally impossible for you to enter the kingdom of God. I see he's standing with you. Good. Now, I just saw you recognize it. Who do you call yourself within the prospects of your own mind? What do I care about that? You cannot call yourself as Homo sapien, as a figure of a body identity, any more than you think you are within the perspective of your own mind. But you can utilize the idea that Jesus is back with you in this continuum of time to offer an increase in the conversion of your body form by the simple admission that on his return to this continuum of time, he is a light factor of a perfect body. Now, the Passion of the Christ. We've gone through the first 26 minutes of the idea that when I came in of this perspective with you, Jesus accompanied me. If you expect me to teach you as a disciple, as an apostle of Jesus, you're going to have to make a fundamental admission that you want to follow him, that while you've been up on the cross, you want to overcome it. And since he's with you right now at this space and time, and you just said to me, I've had enough of this. Listen, what have you got to lose? What have you got to lose in a single moment of a complete dependency on the mind and heart and soul and physical body of our Savior Jesus? Remember, God goes with us wherever we go because God is the mind with which we think. So we may say together, practice, God bless us, every single one, and stand by, because he's about to make a very real appearance in our concern with each other. Here we are. There was a great deal of value in the idea that you could see the light that we are expressing in physical recognitions that he is present with us now. Will you let me help you review now that you're watching this from the satellite? Will you help me review with you the simple admission that you have been through devastating experiences? That you as a physical body within an arrangement of yourself have continued over an extended period of time to keep reliving within definitions of your idea about yourself, manners in which you hope to escape from ideas about the formulation of your body. There's a great deal of value if we are going to pursue the idea of the recognition of your capacity to appear in a modality of resurrection. Listen, you have made a fundamental admission in recognition of the terrible, incredible plight in which you have represented yourself as a body, that all of the chaos, all of the determination in a matrix of energy, all of your determination in the dark form to find the solution have not allowed you to solve the problem. Yet you are willing to admit somewhere within your fabric of identity of self that the converting nature of your body within its formulation of what appears to be, listen, the idea of the physicality of you. The old man, master teacher, used to teach it as carbon, hydrogen, oxygen. He used to like to look at you and say, what are you doing with that nitrogen field around your body? Now, is that an experience you are having with your body? Say to me, yeah. There isn't any question that you've identified yourself as that body formulation of yourself and are living within that frame in a holographic containment of energy that defines our relationship with each other. Yet every time you examine it within the fabric of your body and acknowledge another body formulation outside of you, you are immediately beginning to share ideas of your capacity in your separate bodies to remain separate from each other. Why? Query. Did my Savior Jesus Christ actually resurrect? I'm going to wait. Come on. You are structured within your idea that the formulation of yourself is going to be an admission that you're going to follow his instruction. What does he say? You have to forgive your brother. I'm not concerned about whether you forgive your brother, don't forgive him, or whatever you do. But it's impossible that you're not going to have to look at the structure of yourself within your own consciousness form, very simply, geographically and hereditarily, okay, evolutionarily, you are already admitting to me that you're a body. And while I would grant you that in the procedures of our association with each other, see if you can hear me now, as what you term the master teacher, in a fabric of energy of self-identity, I am sharing with you on a refactoring within a continuum of time of a new space-time identity. Listen, where our Savior Jesus will become more and more evident to us. Query, why will he become more and more evident to us? Because he's evident to me right now. I decided to come over and do this other hour of the video, and we sat together, Jesus and I. He's here. Thank you. Thank you. What did you do at that moment? You recognized him physically along with me. The exposure I'm about to give you concerning my identity as master teacher is not any different than your allowance to expose yourself as an idea of formulation of your body, which is going to give you a momentary identity within the idea of a space-time location. Where is it all going to be contained? It's going to be contained within your own mind. I remember when I went through the logistics of my own resurrection. You hear this? I'm speaking now as a teacher of God, when the most devastating time that could ever occur to me in my determination that I could solve the problem and organize myself and go through another death experience, at which time I was illuminated in the glory of the recognition of God, that there came a time within my own formulation, it just happened with you, where I saw very simply that the problem could not be solved, and I immediately began to utilize the energy of my Savior Jesus's recognition that the only one he really had any concern about at all was me. Look with me now, the only one that our Savior, who is standing with us right here and now, could have any concern about in any possibility of association with each other, is our recognition of a reflection of light that will formulate for us within the hologram of the idea of separate form association will be a simple recognition that you just utilized on the instruction of Jesus to recognize your own self. Our scripture reminds us that our brother is not separate from ourself. Our scripture reminds us that as long as we appear to suffer conflict in our body formulation, the memory that we employ in our idea about ourselves will be the retention of the stricture of our body identity. So I listen to all of your descriptions of the necessity to heal your body as a definition for what you are. I'm going to read you just a little of it, because in my awakening process, I discovered that I keep reformulating my body. Are you going to want to hear this? In the idea that you have placed on me an age factor of what you think I am within my body identification. And that would make me, what did we agree that I am? How old?
78.
So what you're saying to me, and we were using this in the last series that we did, that every time you recognize yourself in a body formulation, you are verifying your body identity with yourself. Say to me, Jesus is risen. Do I know that he's risen? Good. Why would I not know it? He came here and said, I will have an experience for you. I will leave this continuum, and I'll come back and demonstrate to you a new formulation of your body form that you can enter into a revision of conversion of dark energy that will allow you to see that you're resurrected along with him. And if you like me to do it conceptually for you, I will do it in a simple reminder that having had the experience, I'm going to let a little hang out here, in this 78-year-old body formulation, I do not suffer from loneliness or pain or sickness or death because of a continuing rejuvenation of my body form. You're going to try this with me? That you are also participating in it. This is the resurrection of Jesus. Since he left and has returned in this new continuum based on the tragic evidence of this body form, my goodness sake, I saw that in you, that as we viewed each other in this scripture, we came out of that saying, oh, look at me. Practice. I don't want to be a body anymore. Say that to me. I'm tired of it. Father, this was the opening that we read in John 17. Father, I have found the answer through you and have given it to them and am back standing in time with Master Teacher, whoever you think I am. Certainly I have mastered fundamental ideas that master means teacher, so that a master is a teacher of God in any respect to what he thinks he is. And you love the term, except it's very difficult for you to admit that the factoring of the reassociation of the formulation of your body is only contained in who? In you. So here we are together with an idea that we could practice after seeing the devastation and beginning to have a conceptual idea that I am rejuvenating my body with you. Come on. You love to heal. Christians, we all like the idea that using the power of God through Jesus Christ, we can heal our body association. Now, the idea that it's possible for you through the reappearance of Jesus to simply acknowledge a moment of wholeness within your own mind is what I'm offering you. Now, the idea of the rejuvenation of your body is a simple admission, are you going to hear this with me, that as a species of man, you are in a process of rejuvenating the cellular association of your body anyway, and that you utilize within yourself a factor of comparison of a multiple ideas of, let's use DNA, of an idea of who you are, but you are factoring yourself in such a limitation of energy of dark form that you only last for 78 years. Now, since I have undergone my experience of revelation, I would not possibly have any concern about representing myself contained within a fabric of the body form as being a 78-year-old body, you listen, or in fact being anybody at all. The practice through Jesus of our course in the miracle of resurrection is nothing but continuing declarations of you that you're not a body. Say that to me. I'm not a body. Here's Jesus standing next to you. He's looking right at you, and he's saying, you're not a body. I resurrected, and I'm back telling you you're not a body. So, come on, I'm going to teach. So you look out there, and you see other body formulation that are struggling with the same dilemma that you have in regard to thinking they're a body. Now, let's use Jesus, as I use, very simply, when I began to undergo the devastation, the energy in the increase of the light power was no longer rejected by me using the power of light. And what happened? I was healed. If you look at my body formulation of this 80-year-old guy, you could see immediately that I am rejuvenating and rejuvenating my body. Are you ready? So are you. The problem you have now, if you want me to teach as master teacher, is you're fearful of an entire application of the necessity, I might as well do it, for your own resurrection. And since the only reason you could possibly be here in your body form is to experience the resurrection that Jesus is demonstrating to you at this moment, you become fearful, in practice, of the loss of your body. Yet you're very willing to admit within your own memory that your body, the associations of the drama of yourself, is changing all the time anyway. And that you could spread it in the idea of cause and effect over a period of, what, 80 years, 1,000, million, 14,000 million years of space-time. But the simple matter of it is, once you include all of your ideas in body form, you will resurrect. And you just did. Thank you. How simple the solution was. If you stop trying to figure out the formulation of your own body in a reflection of light that continued the conflict in the splitting off of body formulation. Obviously, this is a requirement for forgiveness. Because if you don't, you'll stand in crucifixion of yourself, undergo a death experience, and find yourself still right here. Listen, the tomb is empty. He is risen. He did leave his body, and he has returned. I hope I get a chance to read you a little more scripture. I love to read this. The instruction that I was offered by Jesus in regard to my formulation, since you are a science of mind about the particulars of your body, can increase dramatically if you let the power of God or of Jesus increase the frequency of your capacity to heal. Let's share it together just for a moment. Let's talk about our bodies and what we pretend to do in our association of separation with the admission that the factor we're employing can be looked at in new bright arrangements of miracles in the discovery that was previously this old body identity, suddenly is what? Brand new. Listen with me. The refraction of light of the body is entirely unreal in the sense of a fabric of a singular reality, which is the power of God. In the replication of the Holy Spirit, my goodness, Jesus, I want to show you that when he left here, he left the energy of light within this fabric of time to the capacity to increase that power to the point where your body would be healed. This is what happened to me. My illumination is 25 years. What? Why haven't I tried to prove it to the world? Well, what do you think I'm doing right now? What do you think I'm offering you in some old association with yourself when Jesus just said to you, the only possibility of your acceptance it in your own resurrection of yourself will be here and now? And you keep living in the past as though by holding onto your body form in the past, projecting it into the future, you can suffer the idea you're going to get old and die just like the rest of us. You listening to me? I'm not. Why? I'm not a body. Jesus told me that he was resurrected and he offered me his resurrection of body. And you know what happened? I disappeared. I disappeared from here. I've got to read you just a little bit because you're excited at the prospect that I might be able to demonstrate to you a recellular association of my body. Listen. Miraculous healing. All of your memories of conceptual self are only the static, isolated accumulation of momentary forms of non-creative white energy. Listen to me, this world, despite your temporal inventions of objective spatial association, was over a long time ago. You continue to people your own isolation with images of sickness and pain and death that are all only old, ongoing, projected memories of the drama of your own meaningless existence. Come on. Each moment, they can but disappear into the nothingness of the great amnesia that is the structural continuum of your own mind. Look, when the eternal love of God threatens your necessity for existence, you call on these characters of conflict to verify your own fearful defense. Look with me, yet this body that you think you inhabit is only, obviously, your own chromosome memory formulation that at any single moment is totally non-existent and unreal. What? The continuum of space-time it occupies is only a momentary structure of accumulative projected thought patterns, and we're going to finish this in a moment. The astonishing truth of the matter is that at no single moment does your body exist at all. There is nothing at all solid or constant about it. And since I only have, in the revelation of our certainty, of the idea of the formulation of ourselves in the idea of body form, about 3 minutes left within your determination to share with Jesus our resurrection, I'm going to use this little factor of time that's left, look with me, to rejuvenate your body. But I promised Jesus this morning that if you will accept a pattern of re-identity within the earthly formulation of yourself. This is the passion of the Christ. You've suffered from, we remember the movie, did you have the movie of Mel Gibson? You had the movie where you decided you'd present the solution based on the revelation of his mind. I'm glad to see it. Did you then assume a title within your own mind of who you were going to be? Look with me. I'm representing to you a characterization of Master Teacher. You out there in the world are representing to me a character of a part that you're playing in regard to the formulation of your body within associations of our mind of love for our neighbors, our friends, our enemies. all the things that are going on in our mind are contained within the fabric of light that identify us as this body form. Are you going to listen to me? He's risen. He has to be offering to us a single solution of the conversion of our body. I'm aware that you are doing everything within your own body form, and I'm going to read some more of this, to keep from hearing it. You're going to deny it. You're going to attack it. You're going to go into your synagogues when Jesus shows up and says, the power is given to you. Let's use God. You're going to say, I'm speaking in a particular language here. Don't do that. You're going to protect yourself very simply from the idea that you're going to lose your body. But you're not a body. You're whole and perfect as you were created by the demonstration of Jesus standing next to you. We're going to come back. We're going to do another sequence of time, because what has occurred in this last episode, this is all now based, that began with what we call Ash Wednesday, and is going to proceed up to Palm Sunday, and then is going to go on up into Easter and the resurrection. You are now within that frame, and are going to demonstrate it with me. Because God goes with us wherever we go within this factor, and we've decided to utilize this time and space to demonstrate we are whole and perfect as we were created, and we can say together, God bless us, each and every one of us.